Shalom Mehuchos Pesach Kodem LePesach Shloshim Yom. Great time for us to learn Hilchos Pesach. Within 30 days after Pesach, but okay. The explanation is given by the Mishnah Brura that derived from the Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni. Some say it applies therefore to all the Yom Tovim. Others suggest it's limited to the Pesach, because there's so many halachos that do not apply to other Yom Tovim. When do you begin? On the day of Purim itself, believe it or not. So the Mishnah Brura calls the custom. Now this is the Rosh of Shabbat HaGadol, Shabbat before Pesach, which would be really tell them what to do, the laws of Hagolah, the Chometz, the Matzah, and all the other Hilchos of Pesach. We have a custom here to go around the room and find out what every rabbi talks about Shabbat Hagolah. The vast majority don't talk about Hagolah or how you take Matzah, not even about how you find the Chometz. But okay, they talk about Pesach in general, and that's what we need these days. Okay, now the first minute for the Ramah is Liknos Kitim Lechakol Aniyim Lechorah Pesach, called Moth Kitim. During the place of 12 months, you require to pay the money. The group wants the custom not to give out money, to give out actual kemah, flour, kimcha the Pesach. So you go back an hour there to give out money. And it's an important obligation, it's a real chiyuv of Moth Kitim. Many cities, towns, neighborhoods don't, thank God, there are no aniyim. They don't have people who want for Pesach. So you give money to the aniyim in Eretz Yisrael, there's plenty. Here's the favorite halacha. No tachnun the whole month of Nisan. No tachnun the whole month of Nisan. This is a real old-time popular din in Shulchan Aruch. Because the first 12 days of Karbonis and then Pesach, the majority went out with those tassels, so they got it. All right, great. You don't get the tassels for Mincha, you don't pay a hesped in this month of Nisan, you don't fast in the month of Nisan, except the Bechorot fast on Erev Pesach. There's the Ramad and those Tidik Adim, which is normally said at a Levaya. No fast at all, even for yard time to mix it to Ramah, what's the custom of the no moment to fast on the yard time. Time is called off, you're not a fast on Shabbos, but you're not a fast on the Nisan. Erev Pesach, you don't say Mizmor the Soda, because you can't be carbon, can't it be Chometz that night, the Chatzah is not, you don't say Kelel HaPayim while I'm not there, and there is a dinner for eating a lot the day after the Yom Tov, which is called Yitzruchat. This is how the Ramah concludes. Opening Simon Tov, Chav, Tes. Fine. Tov Lamed. Shabbos, before Pesach, it's called Shabbos HaGadol, because the great miracle which took place at that time, that we took the there, which was there, Avodah Zarah, and we survived, and that was the great miracle. Since our mother Minigas, the Sefer Mincha, the Haggadah, from Avodah Vayinu, to the Chafra, Al-Kol Avonoseinu, the Allah quotes the Gra, who says not so. It's Yochum Ebel Yom, Yochum Ebel Chodesh. Okay, the whole explanation about why the Ramah can be justified, why he only says half of that Gra, but cannot be discussed this time. If you have a question, you want to wear it, where I can find the previous explanation, I'll tell you later. Tov Lamed Aleph. Man Bedigas Chomet. Betchilas Ver Yudal Benitzin Zolkin Et HaChomet Ar Haner Bechornu Vizdokin. Everyone knows the night before Pesach, he's supposed to search the house for Chomet. Now the Mishnah Brura gives an explanation, the background over here. By Midin HaTorah, as much as the beginning of Pesachim, you have two choices. You do Pitul Chomet, get rid of the Chomet, but either be masquerade, or be nullifying it some other way, or check for the Chomet in the house. Chazal say you should do both. We do a Bedika, all our Ba'asar. And subsequently, we do a bit. Why do you both? We're afraid he doesn't predict you'll miss something. He doesn't bit, we're afraid he doesn't really have it fully in mind to be in the battle. So we therefore do both. Fine. Where must you check? At when? At night, so that way the candle is shined better. Where? Says in the Chaber, the Mokhav Shadarach Achlas and Chomet, the place where Chomet is brought. Because it could be still something hidden away. Debate. Gar kol adam shvar yasko b'shum malacha lo yachal at yivdok. Excuse me, it's a eighth kavu a lilmod lo yilmod at yivdok. His lilmod knows yom ain't so after. You have to stop after the came early deep. So therefore you should not start learning or working or eating as far as his mind begins. Even a half an hour before the Mishnah Berurah suggests we should be machmir. A team of yom, a little snack, which is a kebetah pasta, not more, is permissible. Okay, but that's only the half hour before to the Mishnah Berurah. But when the time of the Vika comes, even payers shouldn't have. Even learning shouldn't have. Especially afraid you're going to get so involved in your learning. You're allowed to Vika promise. So they say, don't learn. Don't learn. Some say if the person learns in a base measure, you have to feel it's mutter because you have to come home. But even that, only if you don't learn without tufu. But you learn with tufu, ooh boy. They spend the whole night tufuling. They forget all about the biggest summit. So then Mr. Brewer asks that. What about Myriv? So then Mr. Brewer says, if you dive in Myriv, it's not a bit feeble. You should dive in with that. It's hard to get a gazillion later. And you have to pray you're going to forget. So they have to roll it. It's a normal thing to dive. You dive in all in private. Someone should check for you and you should dive in. You can do both at the right time and say, Mr. Chavim. No one else dive in first. But if you normally daven at home by yourself, that is to do bedika first. Because if you daven at home and say all the time before you go to sleep, you have a kavir, we're not afraid you're going to forget. Some things you always daven first. It's called the Tadim Hashem and Tadir. Tadir, Kodem. Fine. Couple of days, before you begin the bedika, make a bracha, Asher, Kidushar, Mishosav, and Yivanu. Al beer, it's not a beer. Beer is burning. It's not until the next day. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the bedikas are the purpose of beer. You don't make al bedikas chametz. The bedikas are not the soul from the shvato, nor al bittul because the bittul is delayed. You usually require a ma'aser. You make a bracha al beer. In history below, you have lived until a bracha. You have called ma'aser. You see him bedikas. You can still make a bracha because it's like any other mitzvah. It's nimshach. You don't make a bracha at the beginning. You make a bracha in the middle, it will be chal as far as the end of the mitzvah is concerned. As the mechara of the Yizosh, where Yadaber bein ha-bracha l'tchilas ha-bedika, may not speak for sure between the bracha and the beginning of the bedika, but the tosh le Yadaber b'dvar macher, ha-shiyimah kol ha-bedika. So you should better not speak even until you complete the bedika, but the difference would be, in the first case, if you spoke, you have to make a bracha all over again. Bracha l'vatol. Second case with the bracha, I want to be chal on, so then you know it's only the hakila, no new bracha would be required. Now, he's asked the mechaber of the one bracha sufficient to check many different homes, and the balabos can take some many members of the household. When he makes the bracha, he'll have to amen, and he starts to everyone to go over to a different room of the house to check based upon the balabai's bracha. Fine. Come to Ramo, the famous custom, the Nodal, and yet, to see the Chalmers, the Mokam, and there shouldn't be a bracha levatol. And lo nasa malikeh. Because it's a bracha means if you're fine, you'll burn. This is a very universal custom that I've seen. You put out pieces, there's even a stove to put out 10 pieces. Okay. And you should be careful not to lose one of them. That's important. Now, don't speak it to the Gemara. Akbar came and took one. Another reason that we should put out the pieces, the original reason is given, to make a bracha al beer and not burn anything. But it's another reason these days. These days, when it's time to get to a bedika, the house is already basically clean. Because the Rebbe doesn't trust you. And she knows that she's going to wait for her husband to check bedika. They won't sleep the whole night. They'll be up the whole night checking, and still they won't finish, and they won't be able to stay up for the stay. It'll be a disaster. But no anxious child waits for her husband to come and say, okay, honey. All our bosses are going to check those comments. It would be a complete devastation. So they check the house in advance. So what's he checking? He's already checked, pre-checked. The child's ruffled about solar. Not because you won't find anything, because it's been checked. But the way it is to avoid that, the cost would suggest to put out 10 pieces of bread. But not that the husband puts them out himself. Then he goes, it's a joke. He knows where he put it. The way it is that the wife, Asian Kyle, should hide the 10 pieces. She should not tell him where they are. Oh, now it's the game of treasure hunt. He knows there are 10 pieces, he'll find them. My wife usually succeeds in hiding one that I can't find. So I'm desperate. I have to wear the 10 feet. So I get my, all my children, we come, we look, we search. So it makes a whole zach out of it. It's important to start the idea of having something to make them to burn the next day. Tavlam and Gimel. You must use Or HaNer, but not Or HaLavona. You can use the moonlight, even if it's a full moon, all the Arba also, but it's not cloudy. It has some significant light, not enough. You need actual Ner. Okay? That's what it says. Even the next day, you do it by day, you use the Ner to get into the Chorim Ustokim, into the little crevices within the house. It's like Sadra, which is a skylight. By day, if the sun shines in, it's so light, then that's good enough for the sunlight. You can't use a avuka. What's an avuka? A torch. Why? Says the Mishnah. Shein yoko lachnisa lekor and mistokin, kaimu misyoresh and miyitra papayim, lo yucha livdok yoko. Okay? In my humble opinion, this man hazeh, this applies even to a regular candle. We are not used to dealing with candles nowadays. Since Thomas Edison revolutionized the world, we're now used to electric lights, battery lights. We don't use candle lights. Candle lights are dangerous. They are absolutely dangerous. I'm Chase Lomain, those firmly didn't use them and they don't know what they're doing with them. They're always dangerous. They're always straight. But the Zman Hazeh, it can be disastrous. There was once a case of somebody who was doing a Bezikas Kamas with a candle under the bed. The mattress caught fire. It was a disaster. It was one case that was actually fatal. Another case where the whole house burned down. It's terrible. I won't go into it now, but we have to be careful for Hanukkah. And there was the whole house, the river that went up. Big house, a very clutch of a year. House went up in smoke, and thank God this little baby was saved and late. The kids are knocked over the Hanukkah menorah. I have a cousin who's in Muncie. They left the Shabbos candle there. Thing went over, the whole house went out. Luckily, again, the baby was sleeping. Listen, you have to be so careful. Therefore, in my humble opinion, you're not allowed to use a candle for the Bezikas Kamos. Because you will not put it into the corner of your fridge, rightfully so, that something's going to burn. You use a flashlight. A flashlight is the best thing to use. The flashing, you're not afraid it's going to burn anything, and you can take it and move it into all the corners. But Moshe's quoted in Shuvah Batter, it's quoted by Rabbi Eider, and it's a very good statement of a test of your information. Just look at it. It also talks about using a flash as being permissible. In my view, it's mandatory, because I don't think people have enough faith, and correctly, in their ability to maneuver a candle in the very tight space. Okay. You have to check any place where Chumash is found. You just have to get these Keturah books, either Rabbi Ida's book or even Rabbi Blumengren's book. That's the ultimate chance. He gives you every conceivable place where Chumash is found. You have a direct where Chumash will be found. But he figured it out. So anyway, where Chumash is found, everyone knows his own house better than anybody else. The place where Chumash is brought in, do Bedikah. If no Chumash ever brought in, no, these are ridiculous. I'm not going to go into every last detail over here, what you do in your barn, what you do in your chicken coop, and your roof. You know the rules. Whatever the chumash is brought in, it's brought in. Fine. There is a dimish which is important to know, which is nafal of mapolas. If something was debris fell over something, and then as well as we talk of, there's no chiyuv of vidika. It's applied not only if it's debris, it also applies to a major appliance, as we call it today, which is normally never moved. Something behind one of these appliances, they're not looking to go check there. What that means in today's world, most people it means the refrigerator, the washer dryer, the stove, the oven. You know, most people never move these things, ever. I mean, it breaks, you move it, you have to break it, but normally it just stays there forever. There's no chiyuv, it's considered nafal of mapolas. So levatlo belibo v'dayo, says the Shulchan Aruch. And I'll finish. That's all. Okay. food, it's a whole discussion for a first minute. I'm talking about a wine cellar, there's two lines that split out. Again, you don't have one. Who has a wine cellar here? Okay, we'll go right. Sithius. But the Knesios, but the Midrashas, Trichim Pedika. How can that be? You're not supposed to eat there. Shul, how can that? It's impossible. How can a shul require it? It's impossible. It's a mockery about the Ishmael Chamech. Says the Mechamech, May I shall see no ghost, Machdisim, by Mechamech. Kids, you think lollipops and sure is a new story? The kids always brought Chamech illicitly into shul, and therefore they require a Pedika of Chamech. A base of medrash is also a tinokos. Apparently, people who are not tinokos shouldn't be eating in base of medrash. Wasn't that a fixing of the rules? I think it's not. Correct. There's no eating in base of medrash. The kind of matzina that they're allowed to eat, we don't have to transmit them that I know about here. So, therefore, maybe there's some tinokos here. But even. What's the word final? All base of medrash? It's also to eat this. That's absolutely. I was here for the first day. So the Makos, the Kisa Gomit, even the base medrash. Those who don't know about it, don't hear about it, they don't care about it, they're props. But Mitzvah, the consultation with Rabbi Simon, Shalita, he made an instant into Ether, says, no, I just want to give us in the base medrash. And that's all, it's an Ether. Okay. Sif Yud Aleph, someone who sweeps his room on the 13th of Nisan, and he has in mind to check the Chomet then. Nonetheless, he's required to do a bedika once again. Galel Yud Dalet. Kach Tikto Chazal. You have to check Galel Yud Dalet, especially since the original bedika is not really a full bedika. It's just a sweeping. You never know if it's going to get stuck between the cracks. But a full bedika should be done at the right time. More than that, you have to sweep the floor before the bedika. Let's do a bedika first. It's our custom, we sweep all the floors in advance. And do the bedika later on. And you have to check your pockets. You never know, you might have put food there in your pocket. Therefore, this is a very serious matter. Someone told me a story recently. After paper, they found in the pocket a sandwich. I would have called it. So, these things can happen. You have to check carefully. I've often said that the definition of Mavish and Machnisa Mohammed varies drastically and dramatically depending on whether there are children in the house or not. If there are children out, they never know. I once found, believe it or not, a sandwich in the top of a closet. The ceiling was down to 8 feet high, I can't feel it. So, 7.5 feet off the ground, behind a box, I found a sandwich. And one of my sons was particularly adept at climbing. Funny to feel that maybe he was the one, I don't know for sure. How can you get so high up a cloud? Anyway, so it depends on the household, on what the machlis and what the machlis will come. $12. After the bedikah summons, you take the whatever stuff you found and put it away. Hide it, you shouldn't need a bedikah acheres, so the achbor shouldn't come and take it away. I'm told that certain buildings here, there may be achborim, and therefore have to be very careful about your bedikah summons. Temporary question. Okay. Six days after the bedikah, you make a bittul and both of them talk to you. So what do you say? The mechaber gives it a list to say in Aramaic. Kol chamir dita b'shusid lo chazid lo biyarke b'vatol v'lehavei kaf for the Aram. This would be in Tishitas Rashi. Bittul should be like the dust of the earth. The Gur adds to say b'vatol v'lehavei hefker kaf for the Aram. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos, nature of bittul was not a nullification as such, but rather a renunciation, a hefker, and it's preferred to say the word for the heavy hefker specifically. Problem is, Yomar bittul b'loshen shemavin, says the Rama. So what lesson do you understand? Who understands Aramaic these days? I guess the voice in this room, I hope, understand Aramaic, as you're learning Gemara. But people use Oskol today, they don't learn any Aramaic. That's how people don't learn Gemara. So we'll learn about that. So still don't understand Aramaic. I know that happens. But they wait for the Shia, I guess. But how do you say all this in a language that we understand? No problem. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. It says explicitly. Alon Chomet or the Zoyatag, what is this man with Shus? So then Hefke, who's the Zoyatag, Gerechit, nor Zoyvi, Erz, and Gash. that time to explain. What? You don't know Yiddish? I didn't take Yiddish in this place. Good class. I went to take Yiddish. So the following is this. You get into the Hebrew explanation. It's here. Call, comment, or saw, and into the Rishuzi. She hefke, vloya, national, come on, upper, barakol. Ever know Hebrew? That's saying in English? We all know what it means. The Chama should be, he did a beautiful job over here in the Hebrew. Look what he says. He says, hefker, and then he says, it should be only like the dust of the earth. Notice, the word people not even sound. It should be hefker, it should be like the dust of the earth. It doesn't say the bottom. Right? In the Yiddish written, it wouldn't say the bottom. Once a Rebbe came to our shul and gave the whole shiur, he didn't say the bottom. For Levi Hefter Kafadiara. Should be Bottle Kafadiara for Levi Hefter. Based on the Lumbus and Rashi and Tyson and what should be better. This thing over here, he has a sort of similar. He says, I mean, the opposite order, but he has the right idea. Should be Hefter. And it's in effect, Bottle like Afadiara. We put the Levi Hefter in the middle. It's okay. Whatever you do is good. Speaker is in. But, the minute again, is the Ramah quote, the Machaba quote. Make an additional bittul on the 14th by day. So shah chamish. What does that mean? The end of the fifth hour. The fifth hour starting from morning till now, that's the detail of how that's measured. Before the beginning of the sixth hour, when the chazal prohibited the chomet made us about no, after that bittul doesn't work anymore, we repeat the bedikah. We repeat the bittul. But at that time, what do we say in the middle of the day? Says the Mechaber. The Chazite is La Chazite. The Biyarte is La Biyarte. Yes, everything goes. Everything goes. If it fails, everything goes. We don't want to keep any Chavis. At night, we restrict the Bezikah to the Chavis we haven't seen. That was the answer. We eat for breakfast. Eat for supper. So how can you be the last one that's going to joke with that? But they have the fifth hour. Kola keeps them. It's the very end. We'll be the absolutely everything. Says the Ramah. Bein levatel bayom el achas esara b'chomet, the lekayim is the strength of b'chomet. Shalom. You want that the bittul should take place after you burn the chomet, so that the what you burn should be yours. If you burn someone else's chomet, the heftar b'ka chomet, that's a fulfillment of the chatila of the year of strength of chomet. Fine. Shluch ha'yachol levatel says in l'chomet. Chem so shoploni, shalibot, others disagree. But that is a custom. If the person's not there, so not in his house with the chametz is, he can be mevatel from long distance. And if he's not there, and if they don't forget, his wife should say the bit before him. Okay, the big problem today, because many people burn the chametz, or have the chametz burned for them later on. They're not really home, not around. So to discuss this in detail. Tough. Lamed, hey. A person didn't check the Elia Dallas, do Yom Bidallas, not yet, do Yom Bidallas, do it on Pesach, do it off Pesach, do after Pesach. Why after Pesach? Because it should be involved in Yitzhak Chomet, Shaavar, Olaf, HaPesach, which we'll discuss at length later on. But no broker is made after Pesach. Top Lamed Vav. Someone's going on a long trip, caravan, going up on the high seas. No one else to do a bedikah. But these are the 30 days he was required to do a bedikah without a bruch. There's no bruch of your chomet except for Leil Yud Dalet. Any bedikah done earlier, no bruch. These are before 30 days. There's no chiyuv to do a bedikah whatsoever. Before Pesach, you say a bittul. But if he has mind to return before Pesach, he has to do bedikah in any event before you leave. You may come back at Pesach, may not shlush it, from no time to do beer. Fine. That's the Mechaber to Mitzvah Lamed Vav, Siv Alk, first day. Siv Bay, second day. Yetzam, called him a shlush, and he only came to talk, lived off, Hainuk, She'ain, Dad, Olach, Lubatok, HaPesach. That last of the Tokha Pesach. Sarah lived on a similar Rosh Hashanah. These are two different days. Most important part of this Simon Tav Lamed Vav, is the Mishnah Brura at the end of the Simon. The Ramon, the last line of the Simon, says you have to do a bedikah in the house of a goy which you are vacating in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Seir, even though the goy will live there before Pesach. Great, the Mudna Meister, you have to do the bedikah so much in the house, it's going to be occupied by a goy on Pesach. And some disagree, they don't have to. So this case itself is somewhat rare. But the Mishnah Brura is the following case. Brilliant, this is very important. Now custom that we sell the chametz to a goy and we sell the location where it is, a rental location. Are you required or not? Because right now they haven't sold yet. So now that there's a Karnas Chazal, oh, yeah, boss, who cares about the future? Even if Nimkaru, the guy hasn't walked in yet, doesn't have the key yet. This is the first phase. The Stuart Binyan Olam disagrees. There's no need to a Bedika. Why? When you sell to the next day the Chomet with the place to the guy, and the Kayam Tashbisu will be here, and it's no worse than the Chomet which you find after the Bedika, which you leave for breakfast. But you're not looking at a similar via everything. You'll leave it for breakfast. You'll need a big breakfast. You'll tell to the guy on the next day. Hassan Sofer agrees. But he says this is in the Kayam, Mrs. Vadiga, Bishar Chadorin. Bishar Chadorin. In other words, you have many rooms in your house, and the summer was sell completely to the guy, to rent the entire room and all the contents. And you do a bedika, says the Chasam Sofer, in the other room. You're not renting out completely to the goy. What's this? I guess also it's kind of a takana bedika. It's not right to be a takana bedika completely, says the Chasam Sofer. Says the Mishnah Brura, in any event, we have a right to rely on the Mekilim, but Amocha B'yom Yud Gimel, Shafir Ozim Sei. Better to sell on the 13th. This way, there's a much greater chance that you have no chiyuv. You know, there are posts that will say even, because the guy hasn't taken over yet. There's not a key yet. So give him the key. Give him the key before the man of Bedikas comes. That's the proper way to do it. Do a Mechiras Yud Gimel, as we call it, if you want to avoid checking out. These days, many, many people go in for the whole Pesach. I was told just in the hotel, Jews spent $250 million, that's what I was told, to go. I'm not kidding. On hotel expenses, not a penny, $250 million. Someone's saying they only spend the money for chinuch and sukkah, so it solve all the world's problems. They overpay for it and spend a fifth of that money, a third of that money on their actual needs. That's not even including airfare, by the way. Man, a lot of yeshivas can do very nice. They're ready to be paid on time. People would just say overpay. But all right, that's not part of the official Mr. Brewer's here. Making it aside. So those people go away for Pesach, but they're going away, but they're not going to be on the Holy Yontif. I tell them they're going to sell the chametz to me, and they're better off selling it on Yom Yisrael if they don't want to do a bedikah chametz. One of the reasons they go away, they don't be bothered with a bedikah. It's okay, but it's better to sell on the 13th than for the Mr. Brewer. This is very important. This club is very on the top Lamed Vav. Fine. Top Lamed Zion. Tells us that a person rents out a home, so the one who lives there rents it has is mechuyev. It all depends whether the change is done with the shulam maaseach on Zel Yudalit before the zman or not. Again, this don't usually happen in our situation. The person rents a house thinking it's already bought, and it's not. He has to rent it. It's not considered a mekar tov. He's doing a mitzvah. Something you have to give him the money for the bedika. Etc. Okay. Tav Lamed Tes. Wow. I don't know. You have 10 pieces, you only found 9. You got to check all over. You got all kinds of details about Kokavua, Kamachta, Machta, and all kinds of Torahs, whole figures and stuff. Despite the fact that it's on the syllabus, I'm taking the liberty of skipping this. If you get stuck in this, you're in big, big trouble. It's Okay. Just avoid it. Tough man days. Tough man days. Okay. Tyrol is Khamet Ogolamish and Bayra Bayimate. This is a controversial statement that Mr. Brugger is a lengthy introduction to Simon Tough Man Days. I'll try to read highlights of this lengthy introduction. Number one, there's a concept called Kazayas Bechbe Achilas Pras. For the many authorities, that's the critical criterion over here. There's Kazayas Bechbe Achilas Pras, you're over by your own, by your mate, and it's not. Also, for the many posts, it's Minda Shem Amino, it's Doraisa. Minda Amino, it's Dotel Baro. So, there's no by your own Doraisa. But you have Bona, you ever have promise, get rid of it, finish, get rid of everything. If it's Dotel Bishishim, so then, perhaps, it's mutter. Aye, the famous din, everyone knows the famous din, Chomet, the Pesach, Zwar, Zir. Mashu, that's only Midrabanan, says. And it's very likely we'll get to do it perhaps later, although I can't understand who made the syllabus, it's the main simon. But anyway, it could be that's only, if it's Arez Zir Pesach, it's Arez Bifnei Pesach, it in fact would be Bottle Bishish. Fine. Good. Chomet Nuksha is no by all by your muscle. What's Chomet Nuksha? Not real Chomet. It talks about glue, which is used for pasting papers together. It's not royal Aquila. Maybe in this category. Okay, so if it ain't a royal achila, muta the kaim of the Pesach. It gives examples again of this nature. Okay, this base a pasch itcha. That bread which is so moldy that it could be inedible. That it became moldy before Pesach began. Fourth man is duro. The point is, if the lechol the kelev, even a dog wouldn't eat it. So then you can leave it. But if it's edible to a dog, gentlemen, you're required to burn it. Why? This is not royal achila. Well, it can still be used. In the words of the chamea bo iso sachero. You have something which is starting to moldy and spoil. Oh, quite the contrary. There's so many enzymes going over the place. It'll be work as a sourdough, as a agent to make the dough rise, make something rise, and therefore it is called sa'or and must be eliminated. You have starched shirt. I'm not kidding. Starched shirt. Mutl the time of the Pesach. Because the same source of Chomet Omedah. Okay, this is important to know. Starched for Machmer, all kinds of things. Glued paper. You got to keep the glued paper. Put the Tesner on up. Okay. Beer. You're required to eliminate. Beer is not a chomet. Look at this now. Tivro. Noagu legorer aksolim vakisol shenagor nacham. The custom exists to actually, believe it or not, peel away the upper level of walls and of chairs which chomet actually touched. Says there on the Chabad, the Yeshlem al Mashi is Snoku. What does that mean? It's a very critical Mishnah Berurah here. What's the Loma? The Ain Lilog al Aminik. You shouldn't make fun of this Minik. Loma to Minik Shtus Mechumri Yisrael. No. Has a basis for Yerushalmi. Oh, you see from this in the Chabad, very important yourself. That a different Minik, which has no Yerushalmi, which is a Minik Shtus and a Chumri Yisrael, you should make fun of it. That's the first Mishnah Berurah. Hey, Lilog on this minute. Some other minute, it says, it's Yesh Lilog. But it sounds like it was to do crazy things and to blame the halacha for it. Not that it said. Okay. Again, details about small amounts of chametz, large amounts of chametz, which Vedika chametz is for a kazai. Now, if it's small little crumbs and they're basically inedible because they're on the floor and they're not going to come together, the post will say there's no chiv of Vedika. So we talk about chiv, be looking for every crumb on the floor. It's incorrect. Not a requirement. I'm not saying you should leave crumbs that you see lying around, it would be not what he wouldn't want to do that in Sukkot either, they'd be on Pesach. But to go crazy and become paranoid over these small little crumbs on the floor, which are not edible, which are not divided to one place, is not a requirement. You'll have to let it be. Don't protect so hard. Okay. Other things are found out here as well. Food which is not edible, you can just leave it there for paper. Tov Mem Gimel. Chometz and Erev Pesach after 12 o'clock, or 12 o'clock, Chatzos, whatever that may be. It's also Bahanah, and the Rabbanah, and they say you can't eat it 2 hours before that, at the end of the fourth hour. And the fifth hour, you may not eat it, but it's Musa Bahanah. You sell it to a guy. Exactly what we do. Okay? Even though they have a Chayav Oath, which is the beginning of Kol Shor. But, says the Mishnah Rabbah, not the Ebur, in a late year, when Pesach was late, in the Shana Mubarak, the leap year, you have to be more careful. If you measure these hours with the Indian Hayom, you have to measure the hours, not absolutely in terms of hours, but longer hours when Pesach is late. Because what's called Shos, it's Manios. You can eat until one third of the day, and you have to get rid of the Chometz. Excuse me, you can have enough in the Chometz until, I guess we'll call it, 5/12 of the day. How is this day calculated? How is it calculated? If it's the brewer 2 days, Harbi Akbarim, according to saying, you can't say from Alos HaShachar until Tetzim Rechavim. And some say you count from day Tachama until Skia, which is the cool in our Inyan. That's the grow. Of course, you just said grow. We have this every day in Zman Krishma. It's much more important. Not for the grow, I have to get up much earlier, gentlemen. The yeshiva goes to the sheet of the of course. Well, this is the yeshiva. So the grow, at least it's time for getting up late for Zman Krishma. So we should look forward, if we do that for the Darais, the Shema, Kalachayim, for the Darabonim of Chometz and Erev Pesach in the morning, but for many communities, you know, it's only once a year, it's not so bad. So they're machmas. So, for example, in my shul bulletin, I print both of them. Not a normal thing, I usually don't print my Krishna, I don't print anything, but I'm able to be installed to grow. But here I print both man. Rav man, and it will be called the Mogan Avraham's man, which is earlier. He's probably even earlier than they printed in the regular calendars for them. So 90 minutes instead of 72 minutes, and it starts getting a little bit, extending it even more because we live in a northern climate. The kids is much earlier than the other man. We print both man in the school bulletin. Fine, because we call the grump. Okay. If a Jew had a goyish chametz, you hold on to it until the Shah Chamishis. And if he doesn't count, you sell it to a guy. Yeah, absolutely. The Jew has a Jew's chametz. You sell it to a guy. If you didn't sell it, you chayav levar with money zero. You have to get rid of it because you can't leave chametz around. Because you'll be over. Because you leave the Gemara to the Mesachim. I'm chametz. I can be involved in viral by a monster. Okay. Tov Mem Dalid is Chum, it's Erev Pesach, Chalif the Shabbos. Ooh. When did that happen? 2 years from now. But it happened also not so long ago. 5 years. Oh, boy. Okay. 2 years from now. Oh, great. I wrote a whole article. We love Chum, I think. It was really love Chum, I think. Tov Mem Dalid. I wrote a very lengthy article supposed to be printed in Chavrusa to the Biblical Lenin publication. It never came out. The issue never came out. It was the family, and there was a whole upheaval in the office. So the article was ready to go. I wonder if it's correct. It's 5 years old by now. So maybe it'll come out 2 years. So it's with a be that as the name is called the Kitz and Nimitz over the Halachas. You all remember from 5 years ago. What do? You do the Bezika Thursday night, which is Leil Yud-Gimel. Get rid of everything from before. Shabbat, to leave only Muslim state Sudas. The Torah Shabbos. There's no Shalosh Shudas. Why? Because Shalosh Shudas is only after Chatzos. You can't eat matzah, because you eat matzah all day. You can't eat chometz. So what do you use? You have to use matzah ashira, what we call egg matzah. You have to have this egg matzah meal before the Shah Asiris, because that's the famous Mishnah of Yitzchak. But fine. Because the Ramah, Bedinos, Elo, Shein, Noah, Gavel, Matzah, Ashira, Nebach. We don't have the meaning of eating egg matzah. Now what do you do? So Phil shall the citizen mean a payroll of the boss of his dog. There's different days what he have to have for Shabbos citizens there. How many days? 3 or 4 days. Some say I have to have bread, right? That's a wash. Other days have to have mizdona. Others have to have meat and fish. And others have enough to have fruits and vegetables. Okay? So you rely on the last two views, because you can't fulfill the first two views in this particular kind of a day. Interesting. Oh, good question. There's a famous passage in the Zohar. Rav Shimon bar Yochai would fulfill Shabbos Shudit, Pesach, Kalos for Shabbos, with Divrei Torah. Zohar, true, Zohar says so. The Chassidim, a big Zohar niggas, and they decided to accept this Zohar every week. And there's many Chassidim, it's a crazy custom. They slept the Tisha B'Av late by the Rebbe, and they just wouldn't have Divrei Torah be enough. For the Beit HaLevi, the real Mitznagar, didn't like this at all. The real reason that's no good is because it's ridiculous, because Rav Shimon bar Yochai was really saying in the first thing, there's no Shabbos Shudit that week. You have to do Divrei Torah. But the Beit HaLevi wanted her. The Rebbe says Torah, you tell me the Torah, I'll slug up the Torah, and you let it with no Shabbos Shudit. You give me a piece of chalas and kill the fish, you can't up slug it. There's, as far as other weeks with respect to meat, fish, fruits, and vegetables, yes, but the end there are days to say it's good enough. Lichat chila, a person should wash the Shabbos Shudit for at least have cake. It's really better to wash. What's the big deal? So he can't find a room for a piece of matzah, a piece of challah. What's the big deal? He should try to fulfill the mitzvah, because that's the kibbutz, the challah day. There's even a custom that we have that there are some authorities who maintain that this idea of chatzot is not ironclad. Not ironclad. Maybe you can actually fulfill Shalosh Shudit before Chatzot. So then what do you do about that? There's a custom in many places that they daven early and you wash and then you make some kind of a hefsek. You walk around the block and you say a little bit, kill them, you do whatever you do to make a hefsek, and you come back, wash a second time. And that meal should be Shalosh Shudit according to the sheet that say that you can have all three meals, you have both meals in the morning, and then in case that you did wrong, after Minchas Gedola, after half after Chatzot, or later, you again will have again the meat, fish, or fruits and vegetables, but you also have Shita as well. According to Mr. Brewer, Tov Gamash Yechalek Sudha Shakra Shal Pasha Shayim, some to Yosha Shal Shudit, and the gross is not from Lassus came. But you have to make a hefsek, otherwise you're going to run into a problem of bracha, she'ena, tzricha. Our custom is that the best custom that these meals are actually fulfilled with challah. We can't use matzah, and we don't use egg matzahs after Sof Marachila. Can you use egg matzahs in the morning of Erev Pesach? So the pashtus, yes. Although some studying the prohibition against eating matzah Erev Pesach extends egg matzah. Egg matzah to the Yotzei Dechiyuv Matzah, according to the Rambam Shita perhaps. Having egg matzah after the Sof Zman Achila, the Rambam sounds like he's saying, it's not allowed. Others say, no, that doesn't mean it's not allowed. The Chumrah of egg matzah only applies on Pesach proper. What's the Rambam saying? It means because they didn't use egg matzahs all Pesach long, they didn't have any around. Didn't have any around in the pantry. But if you had them around, you would be able to use them Erev Pesach in the afternoon. One of the answers are those who somehow got the paranoiac, they left chametz and Erev Pesach. Wow, what do I do? They want to be out to with egg matzah. I don't know. Again, if you want to use egg matzah for your meal on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, so Rav Moshe Zal didn't allow it because he thought it might be chametz for us, and the Rav Zal didn't allow it because he thought it might be matzah for us. So they just give you an example. They both are not happy with using it in the afternoon. Even in the morning it's a possible shayla. So therefore it's best to use regular challah. What's the big deal? Challah. It's not big challah. You get this small challah roll. eat the whole thing up and make sure that everything, you know, just figure it out, that everything must go. Just make sure they've eaten up. You can eat it on a separate little table. I have disposable tablecloths, not a joke. It's easy. It's plastic. You know, put it on, put it on the table. People go, I want my challah with my fish, and my challah with my chopped liver, and my challah with my soup. And my, that's 51 weeks a year, and then 5 years out of six, it's 52 and a half. This Shabbos, you have your challah at the beginning of the meal, and you have your mash to survive with your fish and your liver and your soup. Without any challah with it, I give you my word, you'll survive. Yes, ma'am. The official pile of the challah should have been after them for the dough.
You have to take out your
Another question. What bracha do you make on egg master? So look at some of the bracha books. They say it's the mizonos. I don't believe it. I think it should be our most. Because it seems to me, from my little limited experience, that people who use egg master today, those who do, are using it primarily as part of a meat. When you burn the chametz on that Friday, which is the 13th day of Nisan, to do with Korban Katzos, it shouldn't mix up this year with other years. On Shabbos itself, you recite the Bittul. Okay. I think it's all kinds of aces. Don't make dice of that day. Dice of a stick to the, they make you make oatmeal. They'll stick to the pot, they'll never get it out, it's a disaster. Of course, we don't do any of these things on these days. Okay. What do you do with the crumbs? So you nair hamapa, you can ech hakaros betzbo, you put it away. You put it away with the other clay hachomet. Fine. If you're stuck, there's chomet left. You have a batlet, you cover it up until after you finish. You have to do bitl, as I said before. If you go on the 14th day of Nisan to a bar mitzvah, there's a mila, eris. Imagine Sudas Eris and Erev Pesach. Can you believe this? Sudas Eris and Erev Pesach. Okay, that's pretty gutsy. You suddenly remember that there's chametz in your house. So you go back, you know. I recommend don't make a Sudas Eris and Brit Mila, you can't help it. Brit Mila is gevaldig. For a rug, nothing better than Brit Mila. I have one this year. Nothing better than Brit Mila and Erev Pesach. Why? Like a steer, gevaldig. Okay. Okay. Fine. Tough men hate the halachas of beer. Beer chametz, mikir adim, you pass like the chachamim. You can get rid of it any way you want. You can burn it, you can throw it into the ocean. Just get rid of it. You can grind it up into little tiny crumbs and spread them out and on the water. Whatever you do, these are all possibilities. That's how we paskin la halacha. However, the Rambam wants a minik to burn the chametz. So if you use a shita, ain't beer chametz ella, straight. When do you burn the chametz? So presumably at the end of the fifth hour of Erev Pesach, and it's just stuck even into the sixth hour, or even worse comes to it, even on Pesach. Okay. Better to do the bedikah by day, it says the fifth hour, but if you're afraid it's going to get stolen or lost or pulled away, you can do the bedikah, the beer, the strefa, immediately. And you fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu, because in the 30 days before Pesach, it's already a Chovas beer, and you fulfill Tashbis. And the same as Baal HaMor. For those who want to think about it, Baal HaMor has a famous expression, when someone eats chametz, in the month before Pesach, Ein lecha hashbos gadol mizu. You can eat cookies and think you're doing a mitzvah. Great. Okay. So you gave it to a guy before the 6,000 on Easter furnace, and you gave it away to the guy. It belongs to the guy. It's not yours anymore. Wrong to a guy. Shouldn't leave chametz around, stop. Because even if you're mafkir, it's just not a good idea to leave chametz around the yard, etc. Fine. Tough men vote. You found chametz on Pesach, it's a real disaster. You burn it immediately. It's yontif, we can't do it, so you cover it up, we have to burn on chalamayim. Today, we're not used to fires. If I saw chametz on fire, I'd just throw out the window right away. Out. So we got a fire. We don't have fire. We're in the house now. Just dump it immediately. All right. Help them die for some crazy reason. He's not on the syllabus, but I've mentioned a couple of things very briefly. I'm not going into the interest. I know what that's doing. It's very hard simon. A lot of the Yoridea, you know what I mean, about Belias, Mashu, Shishim, Min Bimino, Shainamina, Bero, Bishishim. Okay, we can't go into every detail of Tough Man's Dying, but we should mention a few things. The one we mentioned earlier, that Butl, the Bishishim, the Snei Pesach, and even Butl, Bero, for the Sun, even on Pesach and for the Sun, before Pesach, it was called Yavish, B'Yavish. And then at the very end of the sermon, we're taught that Chomet Shemitah Chomet Pesach, or Avar of the Pesach, or Avar of Chola Pesach, in all these cases, it's Bazel the Shishim, Bazel the Shishim, but it's Arad B'Yavish B'Yavish, you can't betray Bazel, but Mutlach HaPesach Ba'achilo. In other words, this is very, very important. It means that you buy a box of cereal, a box of noodles in a store somewhere. And who knows who owned it on paper? There's a whole little scandal this year. They started a whole scandal to distribute it. A Jewish distributor could maybe own it on paper. But the answer is truth, maybe. It's only a maybe. My guess is, we'll prove it otherwise. Statistically, the majority, the chance that it was not owned by the Jew on paper, the smoothest he'd have to pay. Okay. Now comes Tav Memchet. One of the most important simanim is Tav Memchet. Chomet she'over alav ha'pesach. What's so important about it? Well, we know it's also the ease I just mentioned. That's easy. Even if it was left in the house shogeg or onus, it's still also after Pesach. More than that, it's a mechad. Even if the person was mevatel the chomet, it's still also after Pesach. It's got gozut, it's your pain. There are a lot of chumras that were imposed in this halacha. Why? But this Siv Gimel led the discussion of selling the chumras to a goy. I gave a shiur about that was on the movies this year, the video. I'm not going to go into all the other, part of you just get the video, and you can look it up at but for our purposes, it's important to know that there was this account of selling chumras to a goy before Pesach. We try to put it in his possession, and you rent the area to him for two reasons. One, because it helps facilitate sale. Chotzer, agam, etc. Number two, although we try very hard to eliminate any vestige of achrayus of responsibility, we're always afraid that there's something left, and therefore we say that in his chometz shall Yisrael. It's prohibited the base Yisrael and permissible the base Anachri. So therefore, we try to make sure to consider the base Anachri. We sell it. We rent the area to the goy. We don't sell to the goy in our town. Real estate problems. It's rented to the goy. Whether the Jew owns it or rents it doesn't make a difference. I think you are no sublet clause. We explain it's kind of a seller that's not included in that clause. We're not moving into it. Fine. How do you do this actual mechira? How do you do it? So number one, if you're not going to be there, it's critical to give him the key to the Mishnah Berurah. You have to give the goy the key or access to the key. It's very important. In my town, people go away for the whole yontif. They're not going to be home. I ask them, where's the key? And I collect keys in the shul. Gandhi was just here, the whole pile of keys. I left them there in a certain place. And they asked the paper. Most of the people came back to pick up their keys. I've seen for years about it. Forget about it. Okay. Right. Fine. After Pesach is over, it's permissible for the goy to sell the chametz back to the Jew. It's even permissible to tell the goy in advance that if you want to sell it back to us at the Pesach, we will do so. All this is permissible. The foolish of the chaver and the Mishnah Berurah. But the time has to be an absolute sale, an unconditional
unconditional sale. How do you affect the sale? So the Mishnah Berurah goes to the various kinyanim. Some say kesef, you have to give at least a penny b'pashtus for every customer. Some say b'shicha, which we don't do. Hakbar. Too difficult in most cases to do b'shicha hakbar. Some say we should do what's called kinyan chalipin, which is kinyan zuri, you pick up something which belongs to the guy, whether it's a handkerchief or a pen or whatever it is, whatever he may give you. When he gives you this, you give him back all the chametz. There's a kinyan chater, a kinyan agav. As I mentioned before, since we rent out the area, so we can, at the same time of the rental, exercise the kinyan of agav, and in a later moment, you can say, oh, it should be called a bit chater. So all these things are, all this kinyan, how many kinyan do we have? With kesef? What do we say? Chalipin? We don't do shikha akbar. Chater? Agav. It's already four. We do two more kinyan. One is tzitzumta, which is a handshake. Supposed to say is very likely effective. And finally, we use a shtar. It's on the document, which is used for the rental. Chivas karkas nixnabim v'shtar. So therefore, let's review briefly. What do? On the chametz itself, we use three kinyanim, the kesef, the chalipin, and the tzitzumta, the handshake. Then we start with the rental of the area. And before we begin the rental, we say to the guy, listen, you'll be calling the chametz to agav. All right. And we do the same three kinyanim on the rental of the karka. And we say, hereby kona b'chaser. Then give him a shtar to prove all these things. Shtar, what is shtar? A shtar, which usually accompanies various shtari harshah, which you will authorize the rav to sell the chametz to the goy. That's what we do the mice. You sell absolute chametz, some are machmir, that's you sell real chametz. You could then it's permissible. As long as the sale is a good sale. Sure, but I'm just talking about selling real chametz. Fine. You cannot make the sale of matana ma'al sahasri. I'll tell you when the commission can give it to sell back. That's not allowed. Absolute sale. You can tell the guy if you decide you want to give it back to me. I'll give you my word that we'll buy it back. But as far as it can go. Okay. Therefore, there are many stores now at the Pesach which you can buy in because they're owned by Goyim. Others were sold, the food was sold to Goyim before Pesach. Others are much more shvachamaisis. You know, they're owned by Jews. They said they sold it to the Goyim on Pesach, but they didn't really, they weren't close to business. People coming in and out, deliveries in, deliveries out, customers and customers out. Not so pleasure that the Mechir is going to be affected for everything, for anything. Therefore, those stores should not be used for Chaskir. Okay. For some reason, it skips from Tuf Mem Ches to Tuf Ayin. I don't believe this. So I'll just give you very much for Kippur in 1 minute what we're missing over here. Tuf Mem Ches, the love of HaGola. Now, Hechsher Kalim, how you kasher Kalim for Pesach, either by putting it into boiling water, or by pouring water on it in some cases, or by pouring it less than boiling water, by ovens with a blowtorch, which I don't recommend at all, dangerous, or up to the highest temperature. If it's self clean, it's even better because it's very, very hot. I've got to kasher pots and pans, and I advise you to buy new ones for Pesach. We live in a country of affluence. Even the burner on top of the oven, called chatuva, requires libra and the chatchila, and the Ramah said, David, it's best to buy a new one. One-time investment, and you buy it, it's finished. Again, there's numerous details about how you cash things, which I would love to go into, but it's off the official syllabus for some reason, so I'll have to just put it aside for the moment. At the end of the year, we have more time to go back to the Shema, and the space, it would be a good idea. Of the days with all the details of Hagola. Okay, well, I skipped 20, skipped 20 months. I don't know where the problem is. That's not really no guess what too much either. That's true. Kidney is found over here. That's just messing in fasting. There's Ashkenaz against using kidney. Which is includes many things. my Hayabek Matzah, we're not going to, that's the difference. Hayabek Matzah, we're not going to, we're baking Matzah. Just figure out how to do it yourself. I'll tell you how to do it. Okay. Egg Matzah, we mentioned before, the big Shiloh, we pass in that we don't use it because someone's sick. Okay. Again, tough time of Zion, we got to quickly say it, so that some things are mixtures of comments, again, complex. Oh, why did I skip tough time of Ches and Tess, though? Not sure why. Tough time of Ches, that's the Malach and Erev Pesach of the Chatzot, that's really a serious matter. Go from one place to another. You probably get some minhagim, also very interesting. But again, not now. It's only tough time of test. Shouldn't say about a particular animal that is considered Pesach because they'll think it's kosher b'chutz. Now we begin official syllabus, part two of today's year. Simon tough iron. Okay, about time. So we're sort of on schedule. Still in part one. Now do part two. Tough iron. Any b'choras in this room? Anyone have a b'chor? Wow, that is unbelievable. Half of the happy wear a b'chor. Statistical survey. You have to fast and Erev Pesach. Bad news to be a Bechor. Put your hands down. If you have to fast and Erev Pesach, whether Bechor may have, a Bechor may aim, some say Bechora. What? What? Rabbi, ain't I made a cane? What? Okay. Fine. Fine. Says the Mechaber, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, some say they fast on Thursdays, and some say they don't fast at all. So the custom is, if the father is a Bechor, so the mother fasts for the son who's a Bechor. If the father's not a Bechor, he fasts for the son of the Bechor, so he gets old enough to fast. Wow. Wow. Okay, Rabbi, so comes, where's the trick? Where is it? Where is it? Not anywhere. The Mechaber has nothing. The other fit. Come on, guys. We'll have to be somewhere. Where is this trick? Oh, it's in the Mishnah Brura. Now there's a custom to make a Suda Tzia Masechta. You know, the Bechor didn't learn the Masechta. Well, since he's with the Messiah, it's a Suda Mitzvah, so he counts. So you get, he makes a team in front of the people. And they eat the meal. What if they weren't there for the seer? They want to come and eat the meal. So I've formally, completely, but not the minig. The minig is the people who want to participate are there during the seer, and then they can want to eat later on. It's fine. How much later on? As long as the suda relates to the original seer. So for example, in my shul, we have 2 minyanim every day. I say the seer between the 2 minyanim. So those who daven the first minyan go right to eat. And those who daven the second, they take them half an hour, and then they go eat. Yes, it's still the same food. This is a brisk, and they're a pesach. Again, between the 2 minyanim, almost everybody went to the early minyan pesach. But the good yeshiva guys, you know, they next hour sleep. They all daven the second minyan, and the bechoros amongst them also ate. It was still shirayim from the brisk meal. That's the minute. Tough iron olive, erev pesach. You can't eat significant food after Shah Asiris Ulamala, which means the last 3 hours of the halakhic day. Again, for us, it probably means from Nate to Shkia. But a little Paris in your rocket is okay, but not too much. Not too much. Don't drink too much wine either. Before the 10th hour, we said before, you can eat Matah Shira, but not regular Matah. There are all kinds of different meanings in the argument. This moral of Hayavan, I don't know. Quoted, sure, and yeah. Even the first day Pesach should have a Hayavan, should eat too much. Something should not prove because of Shachar Reis to Hayavan, that's whack. Shouldn't worry about it. The big question, what about what we call Matanel cake? Can you have that on Erev Pesach? Big shalom, am I all right? Masa Shadefaka Tikuna, Machakach, the Spira of the Elosh of the Yayin the Shemet, a little bit like our Masa Milke. Ain't a Nikwis Masa Shira, a Shura, a Halapa, there are pets. Some said that ours is different, because ours is sweet, and the chocolate cake, different cuts. I think it is probably Musa, but better to be Machmer anyway. Mitzvah to bathe an Erev Pesach and to shave the galeach, to wear nice clothes like on Shabbos. This is all quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Preferred the Mishnah Berurah to learn Hilchos Korban Pesach. To read your Dinei Korban Pesach after Mincha. As soon as I have to have a Mincha Gedolah, probably, although it's not going to be enough time. Very advisable, whoever you are in the community, to have a Mincha Gedolah, Erev Pesach and Erev Sukkot, the two busiest afternoons of the year in Jewish homes. So we try not to reach the end to have a Mincha Gedolah dominion, because at the end you never know what's going to happen. Some crisis will happen before today. It just happens. Every year something else, one guest came late, and one this, one this, 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 that Mincha before, you're much better off. Plus, you have positive. And Viva Korah Pesach, if you so desire. Top iron base. Set the table from before dark. Mitzvah, the Mar, Velechal, Bishul, Tinoka, Shalom, Yishnu. You kids shouldn't fall asleep. Tough. Nonetheless, you shouldn't say Kiddush, Ad Shet Techshach, which means Teis HaKachavim, as opposed to Ben HaShmoshes. So the Mishnah Berurah quote. This year was a good year. It was standard time. These days, it's very often savings. They're like savings, which is even harder. Should make a Seder table nice with nice kelim, and you should have a nice table with their acheres. But you have to go to require on your left hand, even if you're a lefty, on your left hand. A woman, says the Mechaber, ain't a tricha seva, elam ken hicha shuva. Only an important woman requires that seva. Because there are more PC. B'chol ha-noshim shalanu mikri chashuva. It's unbelievable. I must have the right thing. That every woman is important. But, lo nazu lahasev ki samchol divi raviyah, the custom of the Bizman Hazeh ain't Tarach Lahasek. So Rav Yoh says you don't have to. I have to why don't men rely on Rav Yoh? We again gave a whole shir about it. But not for now. It's not a lot that most women today do not do Haseba, which is the Minigar Rambo. A son should do Haseba near his father. There is Rebbe. You have to give him a shus. Fine. If you ate without a seba, or drank without a seba, if you ate matzah, drank wine without a seba, lo yasa. So if lagza lecho velishta tzvah seba, you have to eat and drink again without a seba. Some say, bizman hazeh, you would command the Rav Yoh in the case of bidyevin. The Ramok is all compromised which coast you forgot. So if you forgot the third or fourth coast, to have a seba, you're spread most of other coasts. But it shouldn't add the first two. You shouldn't repeat. L'chadchila Yosef kol ha-sudah. Wow. Anyone have this custom in your house? To recline the entire sudah for the Seder? You're not comfortable. That's about the problem. Not comfortable anymore such a recline. If we do what you have to do, we're no more than that. All right. You have to drink the four cups of wine al ha-Seder. Don't guzzle down four cups. Yeah, the first was Kirsch, the second Akbar, the third Bench, the fourth Halach. Shesah, Zechazeh, Shalok HaSeder, Lo Yosef. Lo Yosef. You have to drink again. Worst things can happen. You have to drink again the Ayin in order to fulfill it in problem. Shir HaKos Reviyat. It's a Reviyat. You have to drink Kulo O Rubo. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kula Lechatchila, or Rubo Bidi Eved. Poskim say, Mashmah this way, and then here's the Mishnah Berurah, that when do we say that Rubo is only Bidi Eved if it's less than Reviyat itself? If you have you drink from a cup, but you're drinking a Reviyat from the cup, and the Reviyat is a robe of the coat, then more Poskim are making. That's considered Lechatchila. Not only Bidiyev. what happens is the cup is so huge, it's five revias and a tremendous cup. What then? Yes, the bigger majority of the matter, so therefore what the simple answer. Don't have such a big cup. That's all. Don't have such a big cup. What's the shear of revias? The pash, the scissor revias is 3 ounces. That's the pash. The revias are based on maxa, and the base is approximately 2 ounces, a bit less. The revias is 3 ounces. That's why you just need a 3 ounce cup is good enough. What I'm saying now, if you have a cup anywhere from 3 to 6 ounces, and you drink the 3 ounces, it's good even a cup chila, because you got an entire revias, which is the majority of the cup itself. Okay, the makab is a famous din. If you don't usually like wine, they say maziko or zono, it hurts you, or you just don't like it, right? You get a headache. Not, doesn't mean you're going to get sick and you're going to go on bed. No, then you're pup. But not there a chayrus. That's the Mishnah Berurah. But just stop, you're going to get a bit of a headache. So you should strain yourself to fulfill the mitzvah of Arba Kol. Fine. Everyone has to drink. It's not like Kiddush. Here's a chiyuv of shtiyah. Now, the wine is too strong, so mix it. Whoa. Be careful not to mix it too much. These days, it's very pre-mixed, perhaps. But there are certain wines that have a smaller alcohol content. It's down to 6%, some of them. Am I correct? 5%. Rashi. I like Rashi. I love Rashi. So if you want to use a smaller percentage of alcohol, that would be advisable if the alcohol goes to your head. Fine. Better to have a red wine, but the white is better. The yotzi with cooked wine, I advise cooked wine all the time. You never know if you're going to walk in the worst time. Murphy's Law. I know from personal experience, Murphy's Law always works. You have non-bush wine, then pump them, the guy walks in out of here. So I think it's advisable to use the iron bush. Even a poor person who gets tzedakah sells the shirt off his back to borrow his money to buy wine for the full cup. It's not the same as other mitzvahs in which you are puffed from above the 20% worth, your net worth, or what income you have. It's different because of Pesumanitza, and therefore you have to even take the dramatic steps. Women are obligated in Arba Kosel v'chol mitzvos hanoagos the also Laila. Why should this be? It's not a mitzvah that says in the Magarama, she'afen hoya vos v'aneit. What are the mitzvahs of Laila? Matzah, Morar, Hagodah. Not so posh. Not so posh. The Chayim and Hagodah is not so posh. Some say the Chayim is all right, some say the Chayim is all right, not Chayim at all. That's what the Hashmos of the Mechaber, the Chol Mitzvahs and all the Laila, it includes everything. This Kosh Revir should be drunk Ke'echot. Whoa. What's Ke'echot mean? It means in one shot. All right, you don't have to just make a Mari, you should take a 2 shots, drink a half, lay wait, pause a second, and drink the other half. But the sips of fancy champagne over a 10-minute period, that's no good. Misses to give out candies, nuts, trinkets to kids, to get them involved in the whole story, what's going on, this and this, shouldn't fall asleep, all this. As opposed to Eza Hamon, and after the Manishtana, they let the kids go to sleep, and they told him without getting any answers to their questions, it's a disaster. So it's the real course of custom, he says it's wrong. And I have to, everyone says, Masha, who can stay up longer? You know, these little kids, some of the adults, they got outlasted by the kids. Okay, so you pour the first cup into him and Tafai and Gimel, and you're Mekadesh, make Shechiyonu, for Shabbat, say, Vayuchulu, Moshe, what the Shabbat say? Yach da'az. You forgot to say Abdullah, and you suddenly remember the middle. Oy, oy, oy. You make Abdullah after Gaul Yisrael. That's common. What happened to me many years ago? I suddenly forgot. It's unbelievable. You don't wash your hands before Kiddush. This is for the other wash hands before Kiddush. Who in this house is a minute to wash before Kiddush now? Oh, yeah, it's in the whole room.
I don't know what's supposed to admit to it. I don't understand. Then they came around, where's Shmuel? You don't do it? Where do you come from in Germany? Father. Southern Germany? Ooh. Half Polish already. Okay. All right. Yes, that's right. You got a real. Okay. Shoseb Behatiba, you're supposed to drink the wine Behatiba, Veinim Baruch, Akhli Baruch afterwards. Fine. Shouldn't drink between the coast, Rishon and Shani, because it's not a Torah, especially Yishtake, you're going to get drunk. Bring a Korah, what's a Korah? Three Matis, Mora, Haroites, Karpas, and salt water, and Shnei Tashilin, one for Pesach. Here we use the, what do we use? Basa or Basa, right? So we all use it. What basa do we use? You quarter it, use a drawer. Right? That's not a mistake. Not just a drawer. Right? That's what we use. Drawer and a tuya. Okay, fine. Not should be flea, the bench should be moved with shallots. And what you should do is they take a little, they put it on the fire, they get a little bit of char on the eggshell, but should be a little bit of flea also. Okay. If the customers are found in the Mishnah Brewer as well. Fine. What Yerukas can you use? Chazeres, Ulshan, Tamcha, Chachavina, and Mora. What all these things mean? So we went to the Foyantan. In my opinion, they all kind of letters. I know that it's not the, what says the Mishnah Brewer? Mishnah Brewer says, Tamcha is Chrein. You know what Chrein is? Horseradish. It's not Toshit at all. Nothing seems to have nothing at all to do with the Chazeres was found in the Mishnayos, in the Gemara. So it's very difficult to rely on this. I would never rely on the Shita. Better use lettuce. The customers use Rome lettuce. That's somehow considered more bitter. But watch out, it should be really bitter. It should not have bugs in it. That's bitter, we say in Yiddish. There's 10 lav in there. Better to buy Bode, you can buy Gush Katif, and you can buy Heart. You know what we call Heart? Heart of Roman lettuce, what it's called? It's only the stalk, and the bulbs don't hang out much about the wash them. The place where you can't get them is in the leaves, in the crevices. So they just become invisible, and very difficult. I have three eighths, which you didn't have before. 3/8 to the old city, Mitzvah of Mora Kadasa Kavin, it's not that expensive. And that's what you should do. If you're checking for bugs, you find a couple of bugs, throw the whole thing out. What? Huh? Gush Katif on bugs? How can that be? Maybe they flew in and on the way to America. All right. I mean, anything is possible. But it's not shy. If you wash it off, me, it's Shana Mosley Clown. All this minimum is from the Kazayas. The best thing is to use Chazeres. What's this horseradish? How did it come about? So if you read Gesher, which is a publication of SOY 20 years ago or so, Dr. Schaefer, now that's an Eric Straw, wrote, based on earlier sources, that the Chrein was used because they didn't have any lettuce. In Northern Europe, you couldn't get lettuce. It was a Mediterranean product. You can't get it. It wasn't that today. You send us a plane with a train. You just couldn't get it. They used, what they could get was the horseradish based on a mistranslation. Again, the whole story. So I don't recommend that it be used as part of the actual mitzvah of Mara. At the same time, it's minigam asenu biyadenu, an old custom. So I think that when you have the karach, which we'll get to later, you have the sandwich of the matzah and the Mara. At the end, after you've had your Jew, kazayas and matzah, kazayas and Mara meaning close lettuce. And then you want to have a show and make a demonstration of how bitter it was by having this terrible, terrible aroma. That's a very good idea. So we do in our house. This year we got terrible. The romance was, the torches are so schwach. So schwach. I don't know what happened this year. Last year, I think the twins were so strong. Mama, she went like, you got an electric shock. Your whole head went up. Knocked out. That was gravalic. The Mamash remind you of the triumph of this year was the triumph light. It all depends on how what comes out, rating, etc. Okay, you take the Moria dipper into Charoset.
what karosis, how you make it. You mix in all kinds of ingredients, whatever. You make it, you make apples and nuts, different cinnamon, all kinds of different things. And you dip it in karosis. How many you dip it, you shake off the karosis. People don't realize, we'll get to that a little bit later. You wash your hands for the first people, no bracha. Why no bracha? Well, of course, the most possible, you don't make a bracha all year long. You don't wash all year long. As the Tazim Kasha Manashtana, Yom Azeh Mikol HaLeilos, so you're suddenly washing for the dipped vegetables. Anyway, no bracha is made. You take karpas, less than kazayas, you dip it in chomet. We use actually main melech, as was mentioned earlier. And it's only you make a bracha for Adama, less the kazayas, and you don't make a bracha afterwards. If we have the kazayas, you should have a bracha achrona, bracha pashas. Fine. What do you use for karpas? Karpas. What's karpas? Parsley. What is karpas? So people have a couple of potatoes. I think shiny potatoes are really green. My house use green pepper. Kids like it. So who wants these parsley that in the process? What do you use? Celery. Green pepper is it's green. And kids like it, and they have to fight with the Mishnah because I have one. Okay, we win some and lose some. That's what's terrible. Alright. You take the middle amount, you break it in half. Right, so you have to go to Tacoma to be washed. Then you have to put between the two other full matzahs. Pick up the kara. You say holach ma'anya, tol ma'anishtana. Then the language that the people understand. The Rimi Lundry wrote the entire Agada Balashan Laz. If Lundry means London, he was the first Oscar who wrote the Agada in English. There should be vino and noshim vaktanim. We didn't understand Hebrew in those years. Okay. So the Mishnah Brewer says that certainly there were certain Mishareses, they have Jewish employees who were busy in the kitchen, and to bring them in for the Haggadah at the very least, the Kiddush, and for Rabbi Gamliel Omer, you have to come out at Tzmak at the very end of what we call Magid. We should bring them in for the Dayenu, he says, after Makkah, bring them in for the, just give them a proper chinuch. Okay, what do you do? Then you take the kara and you remove it to the end of the table or to a different table, or you cover it up. It's our custom for the kitchen. Should ask questions, what's going on over here? Say, you pour another cup. Again, what's going on over here? So the child starts asking another question. All right, so what are you drinking for? Is that one of the official manashtanas? Last I looked, no. All right, that triggers a floodgate of his memories, his questions, and he asks four other questions. There's no need to rinse the cup again, because you already did it before Kiddush. It's clean, even though some shirayim left in the cup, it's okay. That's the presumption of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, and what is it? The child asks, which there's no child there, so your wife asks, or what do you ask yourself? Rabbanim ask each other. What do you begin the response? At that point in time, you have to return the kara to the front of him. Read the entire Haggadah, Matzazu, pick it up. Tomorrow is there. Pick it up. Not Pesach. It should be Chachom. They think it's a kosher. It's a real disaster. Get to the Pichach, you pick up the cup until go out Yisrael. But it's a custom that you, a little wine to move with your finger. Dom, Eish, Timbos, Oshin, Oldemakas, Tzach, Adash, Achav, 16 times you're supposed to do this. The Matzah should be revealed. You say that God until the Fichah, pick up the cup, you cover the Matzah. It's either one or the other. It's the meaning of the Mechav Ramah, yes?
When they dip the wine to remove the
Matzah, which finger? Ooh, it's a really serious Shaila. Different customs. Some have the custom to use Esba Kimi, and others have the custom to use Zeres Kut. That's where we do in my house. I don't know where that came from exactly. Some say the fourth finger. have two choices, the second finger, the fourth finger, the fifth finger. That's what I found so far. I'm sure you can look hard enough. You may find the other ones too. All right. Okay. Top iron dollar. The Mechaber says, believe it or not, on the second cup, no bracha bore prayer gofen. Wow. Says Ramo, Ashkenazim, say a bracha bore prayer gofen on each cup. Bracha chwa, only the last cup. That's our custom. That's many Ashkenazim. Fine. Top iron egg. You take, you wash your hands again. You make a bracha on the tefillah tzedayim. You take the matzis, get the two full matzis in between is the split matzah. Hold them in your hand. You make hamotzi and alachila matzis. Both matzis, all three matzis effect in your hand. Drop the bottom matzah. And you now make alachila matzah. What do you eat from? Combo of the top matzah, which is whole, and the middle matzah, which is broken. The Mechabas put it in salt, the Ramos, you don't put it in salt. That's our custom. Eat the Hasseba. Look at it now. Can I believe it? Biyachat. Kazayis Nikolecha. The Brain Yishalem. A kazayis of each matzah. Wow. Whoa. That's a lot of matzah. Why? Let's look at only one kazayis. Well, some say after the kazayas from the mitzvah of matzah, but some say the kazayas should be from the top matzah, some say should be from the middle matzah. We're not sure. The kazayas are both. Oh. Other time, else is chavilas. Is one kazayas for the mitzvah of matzah, one kazayas for the food of yontif. Different customs. I've often told you that the Siv says that the more matzah you eat Pesach night, the greater mitzvah you get. Just keep eating. So it won't be absolute chiyuv. It'll be hidumit. As long as you eat it, don't forget. You have to have this as in k'dei achilas pras. What k'dei achilas pras? Whoa, that's a big shayla. Many people say 2 minutes. You have to use it, whatever you can use it in 2 minutes. Beyond that, it's already too late. I'll just go as far. 9 minutes, between viewers, 4 or 5 minutes. You should try to do. You take my, keep eating it. And after 5 minutes, you'll have to stop. So, whatever you manage to get down, if it's derech achila, not achila, achila gata, or shalom derech achila, which could be an ayotim, eat a normal, but you're pretty hungry by that time. And you know, we pack away more than a kazayas matzah, more than, probably even more than two kazayas of a matzah. Stomach hurts, you can't do it. So you have to ask your own exactly how much, the minimum that you can eat. Mr. Brewer calls a custom over here, that you have to have all the two kazesim in your mouth at one time. Cooler. You don't have to swallow it all in one shot. I don't understand it. It's basically not shalom derech achilas. A shot is coming to a cooler, so I didn't eat normally, in my view. Okay. Eat the mamoti first, and achilas matzah, the quantity. Chava eat the top one first, and then you eat the middle one. We have a custom that we eat them together. Anyway, we eat one kazayin from the big, from the full one, from the half one. Zicha yotze for sure, push it, but you are yotze. That's the question. Some think of Moshiach that you bring a ton of matzahs and let them sit on the table. They should all be in the top and the middle. What we do now is to give every person, to give 3 matzahs. Don't leave it there too long. Shake the charotis off. Make all the chilas tomorrow. Keep it out of the table. Take the third mouth, which is the bottom one. Cut it in half. Have the korek. Dip in a charotis. The Ramos says, don't dip in a charotis. Chemi, you know, against the Mishabot, you do dip in a charotis. We do dip. And you say, they call the Mishabot Kehil in a session. The Mishabot Brewer writes, don't say it, Mishabot Hepsik. So he says, say it afterwards. So what we try to do. Eat it by a Korach Bar Seba. You shouldn't speak
from the time he said Achilas Matzah until he finished the Korah. So it should go on, because Achilas Matzah should go on both. So we are going as far as to say, even the Zeichel Rebbe should only say later on, as the Kriya Halacha says. Okay. Things are not so pertinent. That's a Kavana, but it's Matzah, it's a Shrikas Kavana. But he has a half a gazayas, half a gazayas. It's okay as long as he didn't stop between Yosef Mechzei Achilas Prat. I mentioned before, that's not long as how many minutes it is. Chiyav Matzah only the first night. After that, it's only, it's a Rishut, Yosef is one gazayas, period. Top by involved, the minig of any place not to eat broiled, roasted meat on Pesach, so it's kind of like Shenagel, and you shouldn't do it. It's all finished. Even chicken you shouldn't have, and if it's that kind of format. That's the minute which we have, based on the Mechaber and the Mishnah Brewers. The minute to eat eggs, they call Avelos, the Tishah of the same night as Pesach, and the different customs in this regard as well. Don't eat too much to say there, because you may have to come in with some measure of payoff. Top by a dine after common, get the after common, it's hidden until now, eat it by a seba, a kazayit, and you zar la ocho kodam chatos, because according to the best of a kazayit, it's pumpkin time, all the mitzvahs before chatos, the food of the after common, according to Shita Samachava, you zar. Fine. So the first kazayit, I throw that before Chatzot. And if you did, you don't make a bracha, even more, you don't make a bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Ramah, even Halal has to be before Chatzot. This is a very serious sin. Very serious. People are not very mizalgal in these dinners. Am I right? Shouldn't be mezalzel. You should have everything done before chatzos. You have to cut that God out a little bit. I mean, not out, just go a little more quickly. So go a little bit more quickly. What can you do? The truth is, especially if the little children are going to fall asleep otherwise.